You couldn't make it up. English news on January the 2nd. Yesterday, we began 2014 with English fears of a rise in Romanian and Bulgarian job seekers flooding in to take the poorly paid jobs we English are too proud or too lazy to do ourselves. Today, it's the turn of the railway companies to frighten the pants off us. The annual New Year rail fare rise is as sobering as a bucket of cold water in the face. It's a shock to realise that people living 100 kilometres from London, where house prices might be affordable to the ordinary family, have to pay £5,000 for an annual season ticket just to get to work every day. In Romanian terms, that's 20,000 lei just for travel. It buys you the pleasure of an hour's journey each way, extending your working day to 10 hours or more. The reality is that while wages in England might be quite a lot higher than they are in Romania, the English costs of living more than compensate to eat them up. The only way Romanians can make money in England to send home is to live close to where they work, and to do that, they have to live in very cramped and uncomfortable conditions, separated from families and their children. Of course, there is the excitement of not knowing what the weather will be from one day to the next. Yesterday, the roads were flooded by persistent heavy rain. Today, the sun is shining as if it was the Mediterranean. Well, the hype generated over unfounded fears of a Romanian and Bulgarian invasion of England is cited as one example of problems created by politicians just so they can be seen to solve them, according to a government minister who's just decided to leave politics. Sarah Tether, who's children's minister, will not be standing for re-election next year when the country goes to the polls, because she thinks her party's tough stance on immigration and welfare is wrong. It may seem a pity that politicians with a social conscience leave, whilst those without stay on in power. The problem is that voters often have to choose between two unsuitable candidates and don't vote at all. And then the bad politicians who do get elected say to the people, "It's your fault because you didn't bother to vote." Perhaps England is not so different from Romania after all. That's all for now. Bye.